One was a letter from Silva to Captain Blackie recommending Brumby for sergeant. It was dated over a month ago. The other was Brumby's warrant for sergeant, dated the day after we left Sanctuary. "That suits you?" he asked. "Huh? Oh, yes, indeed. I've been waiting for you to spot the weak place in your team and tell me what had to be done. I'm pleased that you figured it out. But only middling pleased, because an experienced officer would have analyzed it at once from the TO and the service records. Never mind, that's how you gain experience. Now, here's what you do. Write me a letter like Silva's, date it yesterday. Tell your platoon sergeant to tell Brumby that you have put him up for a third stripe, and don't mention that Silva did so. You didn't know that when you made the recommendation, so we'll keep it that way. When I swear Brumby in, I'll let him know that both his officers recommended him independently, which will make him feel good. Okay, anything more?"
Not an organization, unless Lieutenant Silva planned to promote Nady, Vice Brumby, in which case we could promote one PFC to Lance, and that would allow us to promote four privates to PFC, including three vacancies now existing. I don't know whether it's your policy to keep the TO filled up tight or not.
Might as well, Blackie said gently, as you and I know that some of those lads aren't going to have many days in which to enjoy it. Just remember that we don't make a man a PFC until after he has been in combat. Not in Blackie's Blackguards, we don't. Figure it out with your platoon sergeant and let me know. No hurry. Anytime before bedtime tonight. Now, anything else?
Well, Captain, I'm worried about the suits.
So am I. All platoons.
I don't know all the other platoons, but with five recruits to fit, plus four suits damaged and exchanged, and two more down-checked this past week and replaced from stores, well, I don't see how Kunha and Navari can warm up that many and run routine tests on 41 others and get it all done by our calculated date. Even if no trouble develops,
trouble always develops.
Yes, Captain, but that's 286 man-hours just for warm and fit, and plus 123 hours of routine checks, and it always takes longer.
Well, what do you think can be done? The other platoons will lend you help if they finish their suits ahead of time, which I doubt. Don't ask to borrow help from the Wolverines. We're more likely to lend them help.
Captain, I don't know what you'll think of this, since you told me to stay out of troopers' country, but when I was a corporal, I was assistant to the ordnance and armor sergeant.
Keep talking.
Well, right at the last, I was the O&A sergeant. But I was just standing in another man's shoes. I'm not a finished O&A mechanic. But I'm a pretty darn good assistant, and if I was allowed to, well, I can either warm new suits or run routine checks, and give Kunha and Navari that much more time for trouble. Blackie leaned back and grinned.
Mister, I have searched the regs carefully, and I can't find the one that says an officer mustn't get his hands dirty.
He added,
I mention that because some young gentlemen who have been assigned to me apparently had read such a regulation. All right, draw some dungarees. No need to get your uniform dirty along with your hands. Go aft and find your platoon sergeant. Tell him about Brumby and order him to prepare recommendations to close the gaps in the TO, in case I should decide to confirm your recommendation for Brumby. Then tell him that you are going to put in all your time on ordnance and armor, and that you want him to handle everything else. Tell him that if he has any problems, to look you up in the armory. Don't tell him you consulted me, just give him orders. Follow me?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay, get on it. As you pass through the card room, please give my compliments to Rusty, and tell him to drag his lazy carcass in here.